we can look at the economy cooperatively. Good. Claudia Cragg, it's always great to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mabel. It's always great to be here, and these listeners who are exceptional people appreciating the community model of radio. Thank you for listening and taking part.
303-449-4885. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver and Fort Collins. It's 7 o'clock. Stay tuned for Highway 322.
This program is made possible by the KGNU listener members and by Ars Nova Singers, presenting Sacred Jazz, including Will Todd's Mass in Blue for Jazz Ensemble on Friday, October 5th at St. John's Episcopal Church in Boulder, and Saturday, October 6th at Bethany Lutheran Church in Cherry Hills Village at 7:30 p.m. More information can be found at arsnovasingers.org.
Welcome to Highway 322, a weekly one-hour program dedicated to folk music and Americana. I'm your host, Sanford Barron. I'm here with Greg Schultz, by the way, and we've got a very special show tonight we're calling The Songs of the Folklore Center. We'll be going around, we're going to Ground Zero during the early days of the folk music revival in Greenwich Village, visiting Israel Izzy Young's legendary Folklore Center at 110 McDougal Street. The Folklore Center was the literal center of the New York folk music scene in the early 60s. It not only sold records, books, and guitar strings, but also served as a concert hall, meeting spot, and information kiosk for all folk scene events. Among Izzy's first customers was Harry Belafonte. Regular visitors were Alan Lomax and Pete Seeger. Shortly after his arrival in New York City in 1961, an unknown Bob Dylan banged away at lyrics on Izzy's typewriter in the back. So I'll be playing selections from many of those talented characters who were regulars at the shop, including the New Lost City Ramblers, Dave Van Ronk, Gene Ritchie, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Pete Seeger, and many more. Should be a great show, and this is all part of our fall fundraising campaign. By the way, here in the studio with me, as I said, is Greg Schultz, who is part of our amazing team of Highway 322 DJs, and we want to get you excited and inspired to donate and support your community-powered radio station. Donating is easy. Just go to kgnu.org and press the donate button. Won't take but 5 minutes. I should mention that anyone who does donate during the show tonight will get a special gift CD that I put together, which pretty much are the selections that I play tonight and more. I think it's really cool. So give us a call here at, the studio, 303-442-4242, and let us know what you think about the show and go online and pledge. Okay, so let's get things rolling here with the Dylan tune, Talking Folklore Center, which he wrote back in 1961 when he was still basically unknown. Dylan never actually recorded it, but I'm going to play a version from the 1989 documentary called Izzy Young, Talking Folklore Center, performed by Eric Bibb. Following the song, we'll actually hear from Izzy himself.
I came down to New York town, got out and started walking around. I was up around 62nd Street. All of a sudden comes a cop on his beat. Said my hair's too long. My boots were too dirty. My hat was un-American. Said he'd throw me in jail. The wind, it blew me north and south. It blew me in a coffee house. I met this fella with sunglasses on. He told me he sang folk songs. And I believed him, cause he had on sunglasses. He sang Scarlet Ribbons about 10 times or more. He sang Michael Rowed a Boat Ashore. He sang Where Do All the Flowers Go? Wasn't a folk song he didn't know. And the ones he didn't know, he didn't like anyway. On McDougal Street, I saw a cubbyhole. I went in to get out of the cold. Found out after I entered, the place was called the Folklore Center, owned by Israel Young. He's always in the back of the center. They got real records and real books. Anybody can walk in and look. You don't have to own a Cadillac car or a $952 guitar. Do like most people do. Walk in, walk around, walk out. But that's not the way, you see. That ain't the way it ought to be. There's just one way to look at it. You can't take this place for granted. that it'll always be here. So go down and buy a record, a book. Don't just walk around and look. You can do that uptown. When you come down here, your own common ground. Common people ground. Common guitar people ground. And we need every inch of it.
After dropping out of college and hanging around Greenwich Village for some 10 years, I opened the world's first folklore center on McDougal Street in 1957. It instantly became the meeting place and often concert hall for the growing folk music movement in the USA. The folklore center was a great hangout and extremely popular as it was on commercial. You'd never know who you'd meet at the store. Anyone could, as Dylan wrote, walk in, walk around, and walk out without having to buy anything. I met everybody from the whole world and wrote about it in Sing Out magazine for 15 years before leaving for Sweden to open up a new folklore center in Stockholm in 1974. I also had my own newsletter that was filled with information on those appearing on my concerts and radio programs. I couldn't have had a better time or earned less money than I did, but I felt a part of everything that was happening, and I enjoyed that to the last minute. I had concerts with everyone passing through New York. The New Lost City Ramblers, Dave Van Ronk, Bill Monroe, Tim Buckley, Big Joe Williams, Bob Dylan, Gene Ritchie, Phil Oakes, Elizabeth Cotton, and perhaps a thousand others by the time I left for Sweden in 1973. I also had poetry readings every week, and when I opened a new store a block away, it was the Fugs they read at the opening. I even had a popular radio program every other Saturday that was 2 hours long for WBAI, the best progressive radio station of the time.
There once was a time when everything was cheap, but now prices nearly puts a man to sleep. When we pay our grocery bill, we just feel like I'm making our will. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? I remember when dry goods were cheap as dirt. We could take two bits and buy a dandy shirt. Now we pay $3 or more, maybe get a shirt that another man wore. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Well, I used to trade with a man by the name of Gray. Flour was 50 cents for a 24-pound bag. Now it's a dollar and a half beside, just like a skinning off a flea for the hide. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Today ain't worth a cent, but they sue to it that every child is sent. If we don't send every day, we have a heavy fine to pay. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Prohibition's good if 'tis conducted right. There's no sense in shooting a man till he shows flight. Officers kill without a cause, then complain about the funny laws. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Most all preachers preach for gold and not for soul. That's what keeps a poor man always in a hole. We can hardly get our breath, tax in school and preach to death. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Time for every man to be away. pay 50 cents a pound when we ask for steak. When we get our package home, a little wad of paper with a gristle and bone, tell me how can a poor man stand such times and live? Well, the doctor comes around with a face all bright, and he says in a little while you'll be all right. All he gives is a humbug pill, a dose of dope and a great big bill. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live?
He was a friend of mine. A friend of mine never had no money paid for his fine. He was a friend of mine. He died on the road. On the road, never had no money pay for his bone. He was a friend of mine. He never done no wrong.
You're listening to Highway 322 on Community Powered KGNU. I'm your host, Sanford Barron. I'm here with Greg Schultz, and this is part of our fund special show for Fundraising Week. Let me just tell you what we just did. We started off with a little bit from a documentary called Talking Folklore Center, and we heard Eric Bibb doing the tune Talking Folklore Center, which was written by Dylan, even though Dylan never recorded it. Then we actually heard from Izzy himself, giving you a flavor for what things were like. And he actually started the Folklore Center back in the late 50s, and he was there for at least a dozen years. So we heard that, and then we heard the New Lost City Ramblers, How Can a Poor Man Stand Such Times and Live, from their 1958 recording. And Izzy was the one who put on their very first concert. And then we ended the set with, of course, Dave Van Ronk. He was a friend of mine. Now, according to Van Ronk, there had been places where musicians met before the Folklore Center opened, but different crowds went to different places. When Izzy opened the little hole, there was suddenly a place where everyone met. There were picking sessions, and Izzy even held a few concerts there to help out singers who needed a gig. And Van Ronk said, I did two or three of those. Anyways, we're doing a great show here. Greg, what do you, let's get you into this.
Well, what I have to say is, first of all, thanks for having me so much, Sanford. This is it's a lot of fun to do this show. We only have an hour or so. We really would like to express how much, not only do we love doing this show, but how we are looking forward for you folks to give us a donation tonight, and you are going to have to do it by computer. KGNU.org is the way to do it. Since we will not have phone volunteers, we would like to thank Catherine Johnston for giving us a donation during the economy, and she simply says thanks. And then we would also like to thank Catherine Hogg, I believe, called in and helped us get to the goal for It's the Economy. So thank you so much, Catherine. So we did make the gold. Great job. And that's what we're hoping to do tonight. We're hoping to make our goal. And by doing that, we need you to jump online again, kgnu.org. And keep in mind, Sanford put, this is a wonderful CD. And I'm not just saying that because he's my cohort tonight. But there's some wonderful stuff, which hopefully we can play quite a bit of. So to get that, a $60 pledge will get you that CD, kgnu.org.
Yeah, you know, the thing that's great about this show is there's a whole team of us. There's like, I think, six or seven of us who are on a rotation here. So, you know, you're listening to diverse radio, but not only that, like within 322, there's tremendous diversity.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to thank, you know, my partners here, fellow teammates, Matt Malik, Ginger Perry, Desdemona Fitch, Will Two-Step, Elainer Clavier, Damon, Greg Schultz. Every week, you know, we each have kind of our own unique take on this. Where are you going to find a radio station that does that? Just gives you the breadth. You know, between like the six or seven of us, I mean, we really are covering folk music like, you know, is not done anywhere else.
My question is, where are you going to hear Dave Van Ronk?
Right.
I mean, that alone will tell you, again, the depth and the knowledge of not only Sanford, but all the DJs as spoken by Sanford. So KGNU.org, we have some thank you gifts we can provide for you and information if you do want to give us a call. But most importantly, your kind donation would be much appreciated.
Yeah. So let's move on to another artist that was really part of the scene back then, Gene Ritchie. And we're going to hear Most Fair Beauty Bright.
Most fair beauty bright, courted her by day and courted her by night. Oh, I courted her for love, and her love I did obtain. Do you think I've any reason or right to complain? When her old parents, they came for to know, they said with their daughter, forgive his love or no. For 7 long years fighting for his king, and in 7 years or longer it's he returned again. As I rode along, then my arms are shining bright, all in my mind was my own. Her old parents saw me coming, they run
Yorktown one day, standing down in New York town one day, standing down in New York town one day, singing hey, 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 hey. Did not have a dime. I was broke and I did not have a dime. I was broke and didn't have a dime. Singing hey, hey, hey. He ain't got a dime. Down and out, he ain't got a dime. Down and out, he ain't got a dime. Singing hey, hey, hey. Every good man get a little hard luck sometime. Every good man get a little hard luck sometime. Every good man get a little hard luck sometime. Singing hey, 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 hey. I'm gonna ride the new morning railroad. I'm gonna ride the new morning train. I'm gonna ride the new morning train. Singing hey, hey, hey. Never coming back to this man's town again. Never coming back to this man's town again. Never coming back to this man's town again. Singing hey, 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 hey. Well, it's hey, 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 hey.
This is really an old-time fiddle number, and we haven't played this in quite a while, but it's called Patty on the Turnpike. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, I'm enjoying this a lot, Doc, and I think we should get together more often, and we'd practice a lot, don't you?
I do, too, Bill. I'd love to pick a whole bunch more with you. Oh, yeah.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, baby, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all right. So it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I am told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right.
You're listening to Highway 322 on Community Powered KGNU. I'm your host, Sanford Barron. With me is Greg Schultz, and we're doing this special show tonight, the Songs of the Folklore Center. Let's talk about what we did. We did, the last three songs. We started off with Gene Ritchie, Most Fair Beauty Bright from 1962. Gene Ritchie, the mother of folk, performed at the very first Friends of Old Time Music concerts arranged by Izzy on February 11th, 1961 at Public School 61, along with fellow Kentuckian banjoist Roscoe Holcomb. And we heard Ramblin' Jack Elliott from a 1960 recording, New York Town. He sings the songs of Woody Guthrie's name of the album. So Ramblin' Jack, still going strong at the ripe young age of 87. He performed up in Portland, Maine 4 days ago, if you can believe that. Ramblin' Jack ran away from his home in Brooklyn at the age of 14 to join the rodeo. Eventually would spend a lot of time with Woody Guthrie, and that was a Woody Guthrie song. In 1961, Izzy put on Ramblin' Jack's first New York City concert after Jack's return from a long stay in Europe. And we heard Bill Monroe and Doc Watson. Wow, those two together. Patty on the Turnpike from 1963 recording, live, obviously. And great to hear Bill and Doc jamming together. They both were friends of Izzy and no doubt visited the Folklore Center when they were in town. And then we ended it with Well, of course, Bob Dylan, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, from his 1963, the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. So Izzy put on Dylan's very first concert on November 4th, 1961 at Carnegie Chapter Hall on the fifth floor of Carnegie Hall. And so listen to this. On the poster advertising the concert, it says, all seats, $2.
I can afford that. Even today.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
A long way we've come with the economy, right?
Yeah. So I hope you're enjoying. We're having a great time here. We're just
Absolutely.
Listening to just classics. And, you know, you can just easily donate at this point and get this nice gift that we're sending out, which is a lot of the music that I'm going to be playing tonight. And, you know, we're just listening to just classics. These were the people that pretty much started the folk music revival back in the 60s. And it was Izzy who actually provided the place for them all to come together. It's just exciting. And hopefully you're enjoying what you're hearing and, you know, you're motivated to support us here.
That's right, folks. Make sure you give us your donation at kgnu.org. And Sanford, we also have an overall drawing to win for two-night stay for two at the Chautauqua, a one-bedroom cottage and a champagne brunch for two at the Greenbrier Inn. Any person who donates will be eligible to win that two-night stay for two and a Chautauqua one-room cottage.
Oh,
and
yeah,
champagne brunch, excuse me, for two at the Greenbrier. And the Greenbrier is just fabulous. Wonderful food up there off Left-Hand Canyon and 36.
That sounds like just
wonderful
amazing
stuff. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So make a donation
make
now.
Make a donation. Get into the drawing.
Sure.
I mean, you don't want to miss that. You
no.
also don't want to miss our free gift, by the way.
That's right.
And
that's
by the
right.
way, give us a call here in the studio and let us know if you're appreciating this music. I mean, this is these cuts that we're playing tonight are classics. And just show your appreciation by donating. Also call us. Let us know what you think.
That's right, folks. Give us a click at kgnu.org and become part of the Highway 322 Collective. And like Sanford said, we have so many different personalities doing the show, and each week it will be different. Tonight is, you know, right up my alley. Sanford and I were talking. We're, you know, we got a little gray in our hair and all that, so we like this old folk music. But a lot of Americana we're playing these days, a lot of the new stuff, which we're really encouraged, and we're encouraging ourselves to play during our shows, because the new artists have to keep things moving forward in the same tradition as the Bob Dylans and the Ramblin' Jacks and Izzy. So great work by Sanford on really curating the show and putting together such a wonderful set of music, but also giving you the information behind the music. That's what's really important about folk music and jazz and blues, is telling you about the genesis of the songs, not just playing the song and moving on. If you want that, then you might as well just put on your iPod.
Right. So anyways, we'd love to have you participate and join us. So back to the classics here. This is really a classic that I'm going to play.
Well, early in the morning, about the break of day, I asked the Lord, help me find the way, help me find the way.
The promised
land. This lonely body needs a helping hand. I ask the Lord to help me, please find a way. When the new day is a dawn,
dawning, about my head in prayer,
I pray to the Lord, won't you lead me there? Won't you guide me safely to the golden stair? Won't you let His body
come,
find the world in shame. When the trumpet blows,
won't you call my name? Won't you call my name?
When the thunder rolls and the heavens rain, when the sun turns black, never shine again.
Never shine again.
When the trumpet blows, won't you call me, please, call my name?
Thank you.
I'll be with you in a time of trouble. I'll help you in all your struggle. Oh, I'll be with you always. I'll be with you in your sixth trial, and the seven I will not deny you. No, I'll be with you always. No, I'll be with you. Well, Lord, I'll be with you. Lord, I'll be with you. You never get worried what Satan do to you, try to bind you. No, I'll be with you always. Stay on your knees, keep your mind on Jesus, then keep this old wicked world behind you. No, I'll be with you always. Talk to me. Yeah! Yeah! Talk. Now you read a chapter in the Bible. See what my Lord said to his disciple. Lord, I'll be with you. Go teach all nations, God, whatsoever I have commanded you. Lord, I'll be with you always. Oh, Lord, yeah, Lord, yeah, Lord, with God always. I'll be your father, I'll be your mother, I'll be your sister, and I'll be your brother. Lord, I'll be with you always. Well, I'll clothe you when you're naked, then I'll feed you when you're hungry. Lord, I'll be with you.
Humble, 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 humble yourself. from a burning fire.
Little humble, whoa, humble yourself. The bell done rung, a little humble.
God and you see God and you see God in the morning. He'll come riding down the light of time. Fire be a falling, he'll be a calling. Come to judgment, come.
Live humble, humble,
whoa, humble yourself.
You're listening to Highway 322 on community-powered KGNU. I'm your host, Sanford Barron, and Greg Schultz is with me tonight. Let me tell you what we just played last set. Early in the Morning by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Let me mention Al Grossman, who was Odetta's manager at the time, and would shortly become Dylan's manager. Grossman was not particularly well-liked in the Greenwich Village music scene, but Izzy actually had a friendship with him. In Izzy's notes about Grossman from December 1961, his latest effort is to start a new group called Peter, Paul, and Mary. And Izzy says, I remember Mary Travers as a kid belting out songs in Washington Square. They, Peter, Paul, and Mary, have filled the Bitter End in New York City nightly for over a month. Then we heard, who else? Reverend Gary Davis, Lo, I Be With You Always, from his 1961 album Harlem Street Singer. And Izzy was a prolific concert promoter. He would go on to promote over 1,000 concerts. Most of his initial concerts featured New York City-based musicians like Dave Van Ronk, the New Lost City Ramblers, and Reverend Gary Davis, who lived uptown in Harlem. And then we finished off that set with Ian and Sylvia, Live a Humble, from their 1962 album, Ian and Sylvia. And here are some of Izzy's notes from October-November 1961. Ian Tyson and Sylvia Fricker of Toronto, Canada, opened at the Blue Angel in New York City in November. Sylvia sang blues a whole night at the Folklore Center to the accompaniment of Perry Laterman. So what a time that was, and what a time it is right now. And
to give.
Yeah. And boy, did we get a great call, Greg.
Oh, man. We got a call from a gentleman named Howie who ran a small coffee shop outside of Boston, in the Boston area, and during 1963 and 64, and used to have some of the well-known artists come and to drop in his little coffee shop after they played some of the bigger ones around the Newport Folk Festival time, of course, pretty much in its heyday, 63, 64. And those are the kind of callers we have, those kind of listeners we have to this show. And that's a real treat for Sanford and I to get to talk to a gentleman like that who lived through it, saw it all, and was inspired by the music tonight. So he gave us a call and talked about it. And he's going to jump online and give us a donation. So we do appreciate that. I have one other thing I got to tell you. Okay, real quick. Reverend Gary Davis, he was the mentor to David Bromberg. David Bromberg grew up in Westchester County. He was going to Columbia, and he would ramble down to the streets, and he heard Gary Davis. He met him. He introduced himself, and he said, I'll carry your guitar case around and your guitar in exchange for guitar lessons. So that's who his mentor was and still is to this day. So there you have another little bit of a tidbit of information stuck in my old brain.
Yeah, I mean, where else are you going to get this kind of information? Actually, a lot of people listening to this might already know that.
Sure.
But, you know, there's a real richness to what we provide is not only do we have carefully curated shows, do a lot of research, but we're able to give you this background information to just make the experience that much better.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
Give you context of what we're doing. And
we want a two-hour show.
Yeah. Well, should we go past 8?
I'm kidding.
Somebody might not like that. Okay, so let's continue on here. Another major figure around that time who definitely Izzy knew and populated the Folklore Center was Tom Paxton. I'm going to play a cut from him.
Mm-hmm.
While walking through the railroad yard on a cold and a rainy night, I saw a string of old boxcars as it pulled out of sight. I heard the whistle blowing just as sad as anything, and it made me think of Cisco and the songs he used to sing. Fare thee well, Cisco, fare thee well. Here for just a while, gone a many a mile. Fare thee well, Cisco, fare thee well. He'll walk down every highway in this great and mighty land. He sang the songs of what he saw, he sang for every man. He had no truck with nonsense, he sang them straight and plain. He got his greatest music from the whistle of a train. Fare thee well, Cisco, fare thee well. Here for just a while, gone a many a mile. Fare thee well, Cisco, fare thee well. Well, I dreamed that me and Cisco, we were standing in some town. The good clean air was in our lungs and the sun was a-shining down. He said, this land has lots of room, it stretches far and wide. There's a lonesome freight at 6:08, let's grab that train and ride. Fare thee well, Cisco, fare thee well. Here for just a while, gone a many a mile. Fare thee well, Cisco, fare thee well. Will he ramble around with Woody just to see what he could see? And when the fascist tide was high, he rambled out to sea. And everywhere he rambled, he made friends of many men. And Cisco's friends can tell us we won't see his kind again. Fare thee well, Cisco, fare thee well. Here for just a while, gone a many a mile. Fare thee well, Cisco, fare thee well. Fare thee well, Cisco, fare thee well.
Times are getting hard, boys. Money's getting scarce. If times don't get no better, boys, gonna leave this place. Take my true love by the hand, lead her through the town, saying goodbye to everyone, goodbye to town, saying goodbye to everyone.
How come he died and what's the reason for? Not I, says the referee. Don't point your little finger at me. Sure, I could have stopped it in the eighth and saved him from his terrible fate. But the crowd would have booed, I'm sure, at not getting their money's worth. Too bad he had to go, but there's pressure on me, you know. No, it wasn't me that made him fall. You can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? How come he died and what's the reason for? Not I, says the angry crowd, whose screams fill the ring aloud. Says too bad he died that night, but we just like to see a good fight. You can't blame us for his death. We just like to see some sweat. There ain't nothing wrong in that. No, it wasn't us that made him fall. You can't blame us at all. Who killed Davy Moore? How come he died and what's the reason for? Not I, says his manager, puffing on his big cigar. It's hard to say, it's hard to tell. Always thought that he was well. Too bad for his wife and kids he's dead. But if he was sick, he should have said, no, you can't blame me at all. Wasn't me that made him fall. Who killed Davy Moore? How come he died and what's the reason for? Not I, says the boxing writer, pounding his print on his old typewriter. Says boxing ain't to blame, there's just as much danger in a football game. Says boxing is here to stay, it's just the old American way. No, it wasn't me that made him fall, you can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? How come he died and what's the reason for? Not I, says the man whose fists laid him low in a cloud of mist. Who came here from Cuba's door where boxing ain't allowed no more. I hit him, yes it's true, but that's what I was paid to do. Don't say murder, don't say kill. It was destiny, it was God's will. Who killed Davy Moore? How come he died and what's the reason for?
So you're listening to Highway 322 on Community Powered KGNU. I'm your host, Sanford Barron, and Greg Schultz, my partner, is here with us. We're having a great time. Let me talk about the last set. Started off with Tom Paxton, Fare Thee Well, Cisco, Cisco Houston, actually a friend of his, from Tom's 1964 album, Ramblin' Boy. So Tom Paxton moved to New York City in 1960. After being discharged from the Army, he soon began performing at the Gaslight Cafe, just a few doors down from the Folklore Center on McDougal Street. No doubt that he was one of the Folklore Center regulars. Then moved on to two songs by Pete Seeger. So Izzy was a really good friend of Pete's. And without a doubt, Pete Seeger was the driving force behind the rapidly growing folk music movement, inspiring and mentoring so many up-and-coming folk performers. He was an amazing musician himself who could be both sweet and fierce. And so that first tune that we heard, Times Are Getting Hard, is an example of a real sweetness and innocence coming through Pete's music. And then the last cut we heard is Who Killed Davy Moore? This was done at the famous We Shall Overcome concert at Carnegie Hall. This was a Dylan composition, by the way, and his version of this is just a classic example of that fierce, totally honest spirit that speaks truth to power, regardless of the personal costs to him personally. So hats off to Pete. Actually would like to thank Howard, who called in and made an online donation. Very much appreciative to him, and just really appreciate everyone's support so that we're able to do interesting shows like this.
That's right. That's what we do around here. Everybody does their own thing. Joanne is here scurrying around for her show, and her approach is way different, but there is no right or wrong. But there is one right thing you can do, and that would be click us at kgnu.org, click the donate button. We've got about, 4 minutes to go, and we would appreciate to get another donation before we head down the road and Joanne comes on board. So again, kgnu.org. I want to thank Sanford for having me in here this evening and help pitch with him. It was great. We've never done radio together before, and it's always great to do stuff with people you've never have actually sat down and done radio before. So thanks so much for having me. And folks, do click us, because Sanford put so much work into this CD. It's wonderful, and there's many, many great compositions. You've heard a bunch of them, and I'll let him take you out. Thanks so much, and Again, Sanford, wonderful job. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and by the way, don't forget, if you can still donate online, and you'll get that gift CD, which is pretty much a lot of the songs, well, all the songs you heard tonight, plus a few more. I'm going to finish up here with Tim Buckley, and Tim Buckley was a real favorite of Izzy, and this is the one album that was actually recorded at the Folklore Center in 1967. So let me play you a little bit of this, and this will take us out. Takes him a little bit of time to get into it, but you get the flavor of something really spontaneous happening there.
You ready?
Anytime you are.
Oh, okay. Do I sing over there or just pick up?
It'll pick up.
These guys always have faith.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Next up, Dixieland with Joanne Cole.
Join KGNU for a special edition of our Sunday Night Live series on October 21st at the Goosetown Tavern for live in the club broadcasts of hip hop on Eclipse and dub and electronic on Dub Palace. Special Eclipse headliner act will be Denver's Fedrez, performing songs from their new album, On the Regs, rocking with a full lineup of the incredible Eclipse and Dub Palace DJs. That's Sunday, October 21st, 7 p.m. to midnight at the Goosetown Tavern in Denver on Colfax and Adams, 21 and up.
Right. We're in the groove of the membership drive. My name is Joanne. I'm joined in the studio with George C. Welcome back to KGNU, George.
Thank you, Joanne. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is 8 o'clock straight up. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and around the world at KGNU.org. We're going to get right into the music, George, because we only have an hour. And we know there's so many fans of New Orleans traditional jazz out there.
Yes.
So we want to play
absolutely
some music for you tonight. This is the one night a month where we give Jack Remmel the night off so that he can historically go to his Train Aficionado group. I don't know if he still goes or not, but that is the reason why Jack is not here tonight with ragtime for you. So we're going to take an adventure down the Mississippi, and we're going to start off with King Oliver right here on KGNU doing West End Blues.